Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Well, thank you, Farad, and welcome back, baby boomers, to Another Day Above Ground. This is your podcast talking about stuff that people like us remember. And we do that as a threesome here on, probably bad choice of words. Well, there's three of us on this podcast.
Oh, one can only hope. God, I love these odds.
That voice that just piped up, of course, is our female member from Denver, Colorado, Carolyn Strauss.
And it is officially summer. Oh my gosh. It is so hot here in Colorado. It has been 90 all week. Oh, yeah. That's all I have to say about that. It's hot. I'm cranky.
Okay, we'll hose you down later. But it's from the great state of Indiana, the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, apparently Donald Trump was in the bunker last night, which is actually the first time he actually obeyed the stay-at-home order.
But he wasn't wearing a mask down there, and that's just trouble waiting to happen. Well, as you folks well know, this is a summer like no other. I mean, we are still in the midst of this coronavirus pandemic, and it's shut down everything for the summer. You know, there's no baseball. There's no, you know, amusement park. There's no fun around. And it got us to thinking of, you know, what summer was like when we were kids growing up. And if there was anything that, you know, we'd remember from summer, and especially the smells. Because summer was, you know, there was a bunch of smells in summer that you didn't get other times of the year. And I just thought we'd take a little trip down the olfactory lane of memory into those years when we were growing up. So do you guys have favorite smells that you remember?
Let's mention the BuzzFeed article there, Dale.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, we didn't think of this by ourselves. That's right, we found an article on BuzzFeed, and which listed the 23 favorite smells of summer, and for older people, and that's what we posted that even on our website, Another Day Above Ground, on Facebook, rather. And we do our Facebook page, Another Day Above Ground. We have so many sites to visit. It's so much fun. Anyhow, this one listed 23 smells. We're going to cover a couple of them, plus a few we think they missed. But, Tim will kick it off.
Yeah, it's the one that really struck me, first of all, was the smell of plastic when you spent the entire afternoon chilling in the kiddie pool. Do you guys remember that?
I remember the distinct smell. I don't remember it as being either pleasant or non-pleasant, but yeah, it was a very distinct smell.
It smelled like summer. Carolyn has a puzzled look on her face. I'm guessing that has to do with the fact that she grew up rich. Because if you can't afford a filtration system, if you're not one of those families that has enough money to put up even a kayak above ground pool with a deck around it, that's what you did. The maximum size you could have is a foot and a half. It was just a bunch of plastic, and you filled it up with the garden hose and had a ball until my brother actually did not clip his big toenail and actually put his toe right through the wall of it.
Wow.
That was the end of our...
Okay. I'm going to defend my upbringing a little bit. I think it's going to happen a lot today. No, we did not grow up rich. We had a sprinkler. Did you guys have one of those sprinklers? It was kind of shaped like a wave, sort of, like a concave thing, and it went back and forth. And that's what we did. We ran through the sprinkler on the front yard almost every day in the summer. But we had a neighbor who had a really nice in-ground swimming pool down at the end of the street. And every once in a while, she'd let us in. And every once in a while, she'd be out of town. So we loved their pool. But no, I did not have a swimming pool of my own. But I grew up 5 minutes from the beach, so we didn't need a swimming pool.
Yeah, pool hopping was a big thing when we were kids in the summer. Is what you would do is you all knew where the rich kids lived. And late at night, you'd hop fences and you'd go swimming in the pools. You'd go from pool to pool to pool. And you'd come home and your parents would say, "Where were you?" And just hang with your friends. Well, why do you smell like chlorine?
Okay, well, wait. I actually have a tip for now. I've heard that there is a new site that's like Airbnb for swimming pools. And since we can't all go to a public swimming pool this summer and we can't all be together, you can actually go on this site. It's like rent a pool or something. And like for $30 to $45 an hour, people are renting out their swimming pools to small groups of people that you can actually go and spend a couple of hours at a pool. So I've heard that that's true. I know a girlfriend of mine is doing it because she's a mermaid. And I'm not kidding. She's an actual mermaid, and she has to practice because she just got a new tail. So she's actually renting swimming pools for the next couple weeks. I'm not kidding.
Actually, there's a cheaper option than that. It's called Google Satellite Maps.
You guys are like, you grew up in nice neighborhoods where people had in-ground pools. My neighbor had an in-ground basement. That was as far as it went. And if the sewers backed up, it was a pool. So there you go.
Oh.
A cesspool, but a pool nonetheless. What about freshly mown lawns? You like that smell? That was another one on the list.
Did you guys have neighbors that... I don't know what it was. They must have had an alarm clock that at like 7 o'clock on Saturday mornings, they decide that that was the time to mow their lawns. So not only the smell of freshly cut grass is clearly the smell of summer, but the sound of a lawnmower causes me stress because it used to wake me up every Saturday morning when I was little.
Yeah, the smell of a freshly cut lawn is not as pleasant as an adult as it was as a kid. I love that smell, but now it means, I need a beer.
And it's also, you know, it's not nearly as pleasant if you don't pick up the dog droppings first. You know, that has a special tinge to the aroma.
Well, let me ask you that, though. When we were little, do you guys remember... people having dogs. We had a dog when I was growing up. I don't remember walking around with a little plastic bag picking it up. And I don't remember my neighbors doing that either. So where did it go?
When they were walking with their dog in the neighborhood?
Yeah. And they didn't pick it up when we were little kids. Yeah. Nobody did that.
They just leave it.
The dog would potty. They'd just leave it. But you were saying that if you mowed the lawn and that happened... where did it go?
All over the side of the neighbor's car.
Yeah, it's all mulched in with the other stuff, so that when you take a roll in the grass, it's not nearly as much fun. It's also a birth control thing my dad thought of. But speaking of my dad, did you guys did your parents like to cook out when you were kids on the old charcoal grill?
I actually still do. I love the smell of charcoal. It's our gas grill went out a couple summers ago, and I haven't fixed it yet. So I've been pulling it every time we grill out. I have to pull out the charcoal and the charcoal lighter, and it's
brought to you by Kingsford Charcoal.
Oh man,
the charcoal of Kings.
Kingsford Charcoal actually was originally a division of Ford Motor Company.
They had all these pallets that they didn't know what to do with, and Henry Ford said, "Let's burn them, make charcoal out of it."
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the Model T had a lot of wood in it, so they had all this sawdust that they didn't know what to do with. So somebody figured out if you press it and bake it, it turns into charcoal, and that's why that's King's Ford.
Oh my! I had no idea. Thanks, you guys.
This is the trivia portion of Another Day Above Ground, where we'll ask a question and you phone in the answer. So there you go.
Yeah. There's an episode of King of the Hill that I just love where, you know, Hank Hill, if you're a fan of the show, propane, that's what he sells.
Yeah.
Nothing like propane. It's God's gas. And And they're at a cookout, and Bobby and Peggy actually taste hamburgers, and they're the most delicious hamburgers they've ever had, and they find out they were cooked over charcoal. So they want to cook burgers with charcoal, but Hank will not allow it. So they have to actually sneak out in the middle of the night and set up a charcoal grill in the high school football so they can sneak their charcoal burgers.
But here's the thing I don't understand, right? It's supposed to be bad for you. Isn't that why we all switched to gas or something? Because charcoal is supposed to be bad for you. We all grew up eating food cooked on charcoal, and we're just fine. So I don't know that that's
true. No, it isn't true. Charcoal is not bad for you. It's, you know, it's bad for the other people. But, you know, I remember we used to go out on Sundays and have breakfast in the park. It was just my siblings were all grown and away. So it's just me and my mom and my dad and my mom's sister, my aunt, and her husband. And so my uncle and my dad had this running feud. My dad was a charcoal cooker, and my uncle had one of those burners that ran on, like, white gas that you had to pump through and everything, you know? And so they had an ongoing, yeah, yours tastes like charcoal. I said, well, yours tastes like gas.
I do think toasted marshmallows taste different over a gas grill than they do over a charcoal grill. Oh. I am convinced that they do.
You shouldn't even be messing with them over a gas grill. No.
I just had them yesterday.
Over a gas grill.
Yeah.
You should be strung up and quartered. No, the only place you're allowed to have them is over a campfire.
It was a fad for a while. They actually had restaurants would offer s'mores as a dessert, and they would actually bring out a little can of Sterno and some skewers, and you could do s'mores right there at your table.
Right.
So it's I'm an old fashioned guy. You want to roast marshmallows, you got to build a fire.
Exactly. They're,
that's the only way to do it. And then walk around the whole fire, because wherever you sit is where the smoke decides it wants to go.
Yes. It's kind of illegal in my neighborhood to have an open fire, though, so I have no choice.
Weber makes fire pits.
Yeah.
Yes.
As long as you have, at least the way it is here, as long as you have a container or an area set aside just for that, you're fine. So.
Yeah, but if it's a Weber, you could say, well, no, I'm going to cook on this later.
It's just
pre charcoal.
And you're going to cook on Tuesday.
That smell is the best smell. A wood burning fire. That summer. That's camp. Did you guys go to summer camp? That's camp.
No, we had jobs. We lived in a poor neighborhood. We're out hustling on the street. Everybody had a scam going. Oh. And we talked about this before, the smell of chlorine at the pool. And it's just, you know, they dump in so much chlorine in the summer that it's just unavoidable that you smell like that for a week, even though you take a shower. But you won't be smelling that this year. None of the pools are going to be open.
Unless you go borrow a neighbor's for $35 an hour. Then you can smell like chlorine all you want. But then, did you ever notice, like, though, that then there's the smell of sunscreen, right? There's the smell to me, the smell of coconut is the smell of summer. Okay, so my dad had this thing about, was it the tropical, like the coconut oil one? Oh, my God. My dad used to slather on oil, this browning oil, and lay on the front lawn in his skivvies and get a suntan.
Wow.
That is the smell of burning flesh. It's the smell of sun.
So you smell the coconut at a Thai restaurant, and it makes you think of a boiled dad.
Yes.
That's the smell of embarrassment right there. Holy cow.
I can still smell if I think about it. I can still smell copper tone. It's copper tone. That was what we used growing up. And I can't. I think when I think of suntan oil, the smell of suntan oil is that smell, and the little girl with her pants getting pulled down by the little black dog.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly today. You couldn't have that. You know, she's already topless. She's getting her bottoms pulled down by a dog. And she's a kid. You know, what the hell are they peddling?
She's like, I'm wearing sunscreen. Yeah, me too.
Okay, well, it's summertime, it's fair time. What about the smell of fair food? You know, your elephant ears and your funnel cakes and all of that really, really good health food.
Oh, man, everything. The fair's canceled this year here in Indiana.
Yeah, they are all over.
It's canceled here, too.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. You know, you got to feel sorry for those people. I mean, most of them, that was all they did all year was like they'd work 16 hours a day for 2 weeks, and then that was enough money to live the rest of the year.
What about all the artisans who make the soaps and the little trinkets that they sell at farmers markets and street fairs? Those are all going to be canceled this summer. And where are they going to make their money?
Etsy.
Yeah, all right. But you can't smell it. Like the glorious thing about a street fair is you walk up and you see somebody who's got all these homemade soaps and candles. Oh, it's soaps and candles. And you walk up to their booth and you just get to stand there and smell them. And then there's the cheese manufacturers, you know, people who have the farms outside of the cities, and they set up their little thing and they have the little toothpicks with the little cheese chunks, and you end up buying cheese, and then there's the bread guy. I mean, I'm going to miss all those people this year.
Go to a bar in Wisconsin. They bring it right to your table.
Road trip. I'll go anywhere at this point. Road trip to Wisconsin. Okay.
Here's an interesting one. This is number 7. The fresh, earthy smell of morning dew when you actually woke up early on Saturday mornings. I know that smell, but for me, it's coming home. There is nothing like the smell of morning dew with beer breath, mixed with beer breath.
Or you're coming home and you know you're late because the paper's in the driveway.
Yes. And you try to get in the house just quiet enough so you don't wake up mom and dad. But if you have a dog, it's huge problems.
A friend of mine used to tell a story about going home late, and he was sneaking in the house. His wife was asleep on the bed, and he just took off his jacket and he was just sitting on the bed taking off his pants, and his wife wakes up and says, "Holy, are you just getting home now?" He goes, "Oh no, dear, I got early morning at the office. I was hoping not to wake you up. I'm just getting ready to go." Said he went and slept in his office. Oh, what other kind of smells do we have?
Oh, do you guys? Okay, so my most pungent, and in a good way, summer smell, we had between our house and the next door neighbor. So our next door neighbor, we were at the end of a dead end street, and our next door neighbor were these old couple. And I say old couple, they were probably my age now, which I'm so depressed I could cry. But when I was a kid, they were my age. And between our house and their house was this huge row of lilac bushes. Oh my God, you walk out of the house in the morning and you smell this incredible smell of lilac. So I cannot walk past a lilac bush now and not stop and sniff it. I can't. I can't do it.
We have one in the corner of our house, and yeah, I smell it every time I mow the lawn and back into it.
So, do you ever cut pieces off of it and put it next to your wife's bed in a little jar so she can smell them when she wakes up?
No. Well, we do play circus.
My dad, I remember once in a very blue moon, my dad would get romantic, and he would cut some of the lilacs and put them in a little water glass next to my mom's bed. That was one of the nicest things I ever saw him do. He was pretty great.
So your mom would get up and go, "Oh, what are you trying to do? Hide the coconut smell so I know that you weren't lying in the sun all day avoiding looking for a job?"
No, the parents had this running joke. My mom would just say, "I love my lilacs." My mom was from Boston. She was from Newton, Massachusetts. "I love my lilacs." And I don't know, I guess it made them both happy. You know, everybody's got their thing. So lilacs are a happy smell for me.
Here's one that I think everyone our age remembers: the rubbery smell of the garden hose when you took a sip or two from it.
I don't remember the smell, but I remember the warm water coming out of it. Do you remember after it had been sitting like for a long time on the grass and somebody turns it on? You go to take a drink and it is this hot, rubbery tasting water.
Well, actually, when you had to rinse off after the sandbox, the smart kids always knew the first one to wash off got the warm water.
Yes.
So you always, yeah, because the hose would be sitting there in the sun, and that, yeah, it's what mom said to wash off. It'd be a race to see who got the warm water.
I don't remember a rubbery smell, though. I remember a distinctive taste to the hose water.
Yes.
And then after you were done, then you gave it to the dog, you know, same hose.
maybe it's because you grew up drinking Chicago water. It has that, even out of the tap, it has that hosey smell.
How's the water today? Oh, it's a little bit hosey, I think. You know.
Did you guys have a sandbox or a swing set or a trampoline or any of that cool stuff?
I had a sandbox. My dad made a sandbox for me. I remember that. And that quickly turned into the neighborhood litter box, so it wasn't open very often.
we had a kiddie sandbox. It actually, and it had a bottom. So it just would take a couple bags of sand, and it wasn't really a lot of fun. Neighbors had a sandbox, so they had an infinite sandbox where you just put the frame on the dirt and put the sand over it so that you could actually go beyond the sand if you so desired.
Yeah, but we didn't have any apparatus at all. Did you in your fancy neighborhood? Yeah.
In my fancy neighborhood. I had a little swing set. It had two swings on it, but I remember it was an A-frame. Do you remember those with like
sure.
a bar across?
Sure.
And the coolest thing was getting and sitting on the bar and swinging upside down on the edge of the swing set. That was the cool thing to do when we were little. And I grew up at the end, like I said, of a dead end, at the end of a dead end street. You can make a comment about me swinging at a bar, Dale.
No, just upside down, which is pretty much what started you off, you know. In a fancy neighborhood, you live in a cul-de-sac, not a dead end street.
Did your swing set have concrete footings?
Because it did not.
Huh.
No, my dad just stuck it into the dirt and hoped it didn't fall.
Yeah, no, because I remember someone trying that stunt, hanging by their knees on the A bar.
Yeah.
And almost broke their neck when the other end of the swing set actually lifted off the ground. You have to do it on the opposite side of the glider or the teeter totter, I think.
Yeah.
Because the teeter totter, if you did it on the teeter totter side, then the whole thing would come up.
We didn't have a teeter totter on ours. It was just two swings and bar thing.
We
right?
had a glider. It was like two seats. That you know, you sit facing each other, dude.
Like the horse thing.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
I had a neighbor who had that. But I grew up at the end of a dead end street, and there were woods next to me. So we had the ultimate in climbing trees. I spent hours up in the trees because I used to climb them. I loved it.
Here's an interesting one here. The noxious scent of your feet after you had worn your jelly sandals all day long. I've never had a pair of jelly sandals, so I don't know
what jelly sandals are.
I have no, but I know what Keds smell like.
Yes, yeah. That's the same thing. It's that rubber that gets really hot under your feet, and you don't wear socks, and you take them off. Yes.
So jelly sandals get that sneaker smell?
Jelly sandals are pre-Crocs.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay.
No, I know what jelly sandals are. I just didn't know. I've never worn any. It's I don't swing that way.
I was gonna say you'd get beat up probably if you did.
I've seen guys wearing jelly sandals. Not guys I respect, but I've seen guys wearing them.
Any smells that we haven't covered yet that you can think personally from your childhood that may be relevant?
I grew up at the ocean. I grew up a 5-minute walk. No, I was not rich. I grew up a 5-minute walk from the beach. Seriously. See, and wow. So the smell of the ocean. Oh, man. And then there were these rocks at the end. There was this, it was the wall where all the cool kids hang out at the wall. So after sundown, all the cool kids would go to the wall and the smell of the ocean and then the smell of the cigarettes. Because
cigarettes and beer.
We were cool in the ninth grade, man. Cigarettes, beer, and the smell of the ocean. That is the smell of high school.
Wow. I'm a Great Lakes boy, so I don't know the smell. I didn't get to smell the ocean till I was an adult. But I distinctly know the smell of Great Lake algae.
Yeah, alewives when they come in. Oh yeah, that's a smell that won't go away. Yeah, that's like the smell of a public toilet where the guy didn't flush before you. That smell won't leave your mind. there is some bad stink out there that, you know, we try not to remember too much. But
actually, one that's coming to me, and we already touched on what it's used with. Do you guys remember the smell of lighter fluid? My dad would get the Kingsford charcoal, and then he'd make this stream of the fluid go from the square. It was like a rectangular can of that stuff, and you'd squeeze it on, and the whole thing would huge flames.
Well, actually, not initially. What you have to do is you have to put a little bit on and then light it, and then once a little bit of it's hot, then you squirt it on again, and that what that does is that vaporizes it. So then that's how you get that good whoosh.
And you hope that fire doesn't travel up the stream and explode in the can.
How did our fathers all not die? I mean, how did that happen?
The same principle as trying to light a fart, man. It's not a good idea. Put the Bic down. Oh, well, let's end this show on a happy note, and that would be a summertime smell that, has been around as long as I can tell, ice cream. Remember going to the ice cream store or the stand at the corner and the smell of ice cream?
I don't remember the smell of ice cream. I think I remember the smell of the inside of the ice cream truck, and it wasn't an ice cream smell. It was kind of a frosty smell.
Sour milk smell, yeah.
The sound of an ice cream truck, I think, is the sound of summer. If we were going to, I know we're doing smells, but that sound still makes me crave. They had those rocket things that was vanilla and chocolate swirl, and you push the rocket up and you ate it. I think, wow, that was sorry, I just got the image.
Another childlike thing that's come true. Oh, calling Mr. Freud, calling Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Sometimes an ice cream is just an ice cream, Dale.
growing up, we had the Good Humor truck. We didn't have the trucks that played the turkey and the straw with the loudspeaker. We had there was a bar of bells on the front right there. That's
and the guys and were the all dressed humor. In white.
Uh-huh. And it was a white truck with like fenders still, and the actual ice box was inside the chassis. It wasn't these huge vans where like, you know, almost like food trucks.
Right.
With the turkey and the straw playing over and over again, which
my dad worked for a dairy, and he delivered ice cream wholesale to all the different affiliated stores with the dairy. So that's how he spent his days, driving his big ice cream truck around, delivering cartons to each store. And I don't know how it happened, I guess sheer accident, but pretty much once a day, something would fall out of the truck and get dented and it couldn't be sold. I don't remember a day in my childhood I didn't have ice cream.
It's funny, Dale,
the day he brought home
that.
The day he brought home the pistachio, it was like, sorry, kids, one actually did fall out of the truck today.
Dale, I think that's so funny that you and I have that in common, and I never knew. My grandfather and his brother owned Tasty Freeze ice cream in Boston in the 1940s and 50s. Oh, wow. And my mother was the little girl in the ad eating the ice cream when she was a little girl. But by the time I was born, my grandfather had retired. But he was an ice cream man, too.
Well, there you go. You can't beat an ice cream man, you know? Because he'll kick the hell out of you. But
okay, before we end, favorite flavor of ice cream ever? Go.
Vanilla.
What?
I love vanilla ice cream.
You are so much more interesting than that. Seriously, no offense to anybody who likes vanilla, but really?
I love vanilla. Chocolate would be a second, but I'll pick a big bowl of vanilla ice cream. And you can put things on it if you like, you know, a syrup or something. But yeah, that's my favorite ice cream flavor.
I think I like butterscotch ripple or Heath bars, the ice cream with the little Heath bar bits in it.
Yum. Okay, so when I was a kid, mint chocolate chip. And from Friendly's. Did you guys have Friendly's? I grew up in New England, so we had Friendly's ice cream. Mm-hmm. So, and Treadwell's. That was a little local one. And then as an adult, it was Ben and Jerry's New York Super Fudge Chunk. Oh, my God. And I don't even know if they make it anymore, but we're going to find that out for next time.
Yeah. Ben and Jerry's, isn't that the rich kid's ice cream? I believe it is. Yeah. It's not your grandpa's Kroger ice cream. No, it's Ben and Jerry that we eat in the cul-de-sac on our swing.
Hey,
okay.
I'm dating two men at the same time. Ben and Jerry.
Who brought you the push-up. Okay, we understand where it's all coming from now. Folks, I hope that you kind of got your memories jogged a little bit, got some good laughs out of today's show. Please make sure that you visit our website, anotherdayaboveground.com. You can look at a lot of our past episodes, read all about each of us. And Carolyn, do you have any farewell words today?
Yeah, go out and find some ice cream. You know, we all need a little diversion. I hope that this show is a diversion for you. Just go and grab some ice cream. Get a sugar cone. None of this waffle cone stuff. You need a sugar cone. Put some ice cream in it and have a good day.
How about you, Tim?
Hey, if you want a good day, check out my other podcast, Rule of Three, with Ben Washburn and Tim Slagle.
And while you're eating ice cream and listening to Tim's podcast, you can dial up DaleIrvin.com and sign up for the free Friday Funnies. Other than that, my friends, we hope we brought you a little reminiscence here of the good old days when summer was summer. Now we're getting back to the time when summer is solitary. But we'll get through it somehow, one time or another. In fact, we will make a definite point to see you back here next week.
And that's it for Another Day Above Ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.